Hey guys, I'm Ruthie. Before I start, I guess I'll pray. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to share my testimony. I pray that everything I say will be of you. Please remove me, and I pray that I would just be speaking your words, not my own. In Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to start with some background and explain how God led me to salvation. So I grew up in a Christian home and went to church and all that, but that didn't automatically make me a Christian. So the first puzzle piece of my salvation, I guess you could call it, started forming when I was around 4, when my little sibling passed away unexpectedly. My first response was grief, a lot of it, and anger. And the second response was fear, specifically the fear of death. I was like, if someone that young could just die, I or anyone else could just go at any moment. So fast forward 3 years, I was now 7, and I got baptized. If you asked me what the gospel was, I could recite it to you without a problem, but I didn't fully understand how it applied to me. And if I were being honest, the main reason I wanted to get baptized was to get the little piece of bread and the little cup of juice at church. But eventually, I came to understand the gospel. Death, which was, at that point, the scariest thing ever to me, was caused by sin. I learned that everyone sins, and that's why, at some point, everyone has to die. God doesn't like sin. Sin is disobeying God, and it separates us from Him. The best analogy I can give, and is actually very true, God is our Father. He loves His children very much, but He is very disappointed when we disobey. He still loves us, but for all sin, there needs to be a punishment, which is death. So God sent His Son, Jesus, who is God in human flesh, to take the punishment that we deserve, which is death. He died a very painful death on a cross, even though He didn't sin. Then 3 days later, He rose again, defeating death and sin. When I understood that I was the one who deserved to be beaten and rejected by God for my sin and to be put to death, first, I was sorry for my sins, and then I was in awe of God's grace. How much love God has for us to willingly die for the people who beat Him and reject Him and sin against Him. And even more than that, He offers eternal life in heaven with Him for all who put their trust in Him. I was even more grateful for Jesus now that I fully understood the gospel. You know, it's crazy that God sometimes uses something very painful as the death of a loved one, to show me my need for Him. But being a Christian doesn't mean you automatically stop sinning. One of the things I struggled with as a Christian was the desire for validation from others. I was shy and awkward, you know, the stereotypical homeschool kid. But if I didn't know you well, I wouldn't engage in conversation. But if people ask me what I believed, I would say, I don't know, for a while. I was what you would call a lukewarm Christian. I would tell my Christian friends that I love Jesus, but was scared of what the world thought of me. I would be very vague when explaining my values and beliefs. I like how Mr. Day last night, he mentioned that forcing yourself into a Christian mold was not the way to live, but that was exactly what I was doing. When I was 13, I came to this youth conference, and we were studying John 15, the passage about abiding in the vine. I learned that whoever abides in the vine should bear good fruit, the fruits of the Spirit, and the branches that didn't produce fruit were cut off and thrown into the fire. And that really worried me. I was like, I say I'm a Christian, but I'm not producing any of the fruits of the Spirit. So I prayed something like this, Dear God, I really don't want to go to hell. Please help me abide in You and bear good fruit, because apart from You, I can do nothing. You could probably tell by now that a lot of my life was driven by fear. But this kind of fear felt different. I didn't know how to explain it. It was almost a fear of reverence to God. Like God had the right to take me out just like that, because He made my life, He gave my life to me, but He also had the right to take it away. But by His grace, He decided that my life was worth saving. He showed me that I needed to cut off all the distractions that kept me from coming closer to Him. But that wasn't possible without the Holy Spirit. But the problem is that my flesh is constantly at war with the spirit. Romans 8:5-11 says, for those who live according to the flesh have their mindset on what the flesh desires, but those who live according to the spirit have their mindset on what the spirit desires. For the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So yeah, I was very thankful for the Holy Spirit who, and I was also very amazed that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead also lives inside of us. So in summary, I'm not perfect. God is still working on me. But it's only by God's grace that I'm even alive, and I'm really thankful for that. One verse that really stood out to me and I feel like could sum up my testimony is Isaiah 12:1-2, which says, "You will in that day say, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." So I hope this encourages you to put your faith in Jesus for salvation, because he is the only one who can save you. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Repentance is turning away from sin and confessing your sin to God. The Bible says that if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And if you already put your faith in Christ, I want to encourage you to abide and keep abiding in the Lord, because he's the only one who can sustain you.